that. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. But here's what I'm talking about, man. School board candidate says doctors helping trans kids should hang from a tree. Elizabeth Janelle Lancaster, who is running for school board seat in Florida, made the remarks as a Republican at a Republican club event. A Florida school board candidate received applause after saying doctors who treat trans kids should be hanging from the nearest tree. The verbiage, man. Hanging from the nearest tree. So you can say that when she's using that kind of language, well, it's colorful language. Well, you know, I don't think it's colorful language. I think it's language from times gone by when they did actually hang people from trees. And so that's in her mindset. Elizabeth, again, Janelle Lancaster, who is running in an August primary for Santa Rosa County School Board, made the remarks at the Gulf Coast Patriots. And they, oh man, the Patriots, they're always Patriots, right? Event near Navarro, Florida. In a video posted to the Northwest Florida Conservatives Facebook group, a.k.a. the Klan. That's not what they call it, but anybody who's using the language that she's using got it from somewhere. Lancaster weighed in on the reassignment during her address to Republicans. These doctors that are going along with mutilating these children and prescribing hormone blockers to these kids, in my opinion, they should be hanging from the nearest tree. Now listen to this. Lancaster, who described herself as a conservative with Christian values. Oh. Christian values.
Yeah.
You know, people hide behind Christian values. And they've tormented and twisted what Christian values really are or really were supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really knew the truth about Christian values, then, you know, you wouldn't be surprised that somebody like this woman can make that kind of statement publicly.
Yeah,
it used to be, man, that she's going to say that. She would say that in a dark room somewhere where nobody could hear that, right?
No, I mean,
she's bold enough to say that in front of the cameras, and then when she gets called out for it, like it is right now, she's on the Huffington Post.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, as much as not and as terrible as the statement is, I do think it's still, let's say, a good thing that in this country people can express things like that. Because then we can break it down. We can challenge it. We can say, okay, that doesn't make sense because of, you know, and inform our people why this way of thinking isn't right. And so I think in this case, to play devil's advocate, I think the reason why she thinks that is because of the fact that, you know, children, in a lot of cases, right, children do, it's just the children part where she has a problem with it. She thinks that doctors giving children hormones, children don't have the full capacity to consent to something that's going to affect them for a very long period of time. And so she thinks it's terrible that a doctor would do something like that, even if the parent consents to it. The only problem is that they need to provide situations or scenarios, right, where this has affected children negatively, because in trans cases, when they get older, a lot of the reason why they have higher suicide rates or higher rates of depression isn't specifically because of the hormone.
So I'm not questioning.
So
I'm not questioning whether or not she felt that way.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the language about hanging somebody from a tree.
Yeah, it's evil.
Yeah,
it's
I mean, that's the part of it.
Yeah.
She has a right to feel whichever way she wants to feel. But based on the history of this nation and the history of hanging people from trees, That kind of language should never be entered into any discussion. Yeah. And she feels comfortable using that kind of language, right? I mean, all the rest of it, I'm with you. She's got the freedom in this country, and she does have the freedom in this country to talk about lynching. Yeah. But then you can't undo the history of what took place in this country when we're talking about lynching.
Yeah,
it took place. And you're right. And who was lynched?
Because if you're going to make that moral, you know, argument, like if you're going to say, oh, it's because I love the children so much, that's why these people, because she views them probably as like as child mutilators or pedophiles or something. And that's why she has no problems using that language, because she declassifies them as someone deserving of rights. But that's not consistent with your Christian beliefs. I mean, if this person that you view to be, try to like understand, like just understand why this would happen.
Look,
understand,
man,
why somebody would do this.
There's a time and a place for everything. And a school board meeting is not the place for that conversation.
Exactly. And that's also the big thing.
Right.
We're educating kids about arithmetic and English.
Yeah.
I guess there's a good argument to be made that, you know, that stuff should be, like sexuality and things should be something that should be taught
in a personalized setting. But that stuff and that kind of conversation is now being had at school board meetings all over the nation because conservatives said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to bring the hate into the school board meetings. And even though they have no place there, they're going to do it anyway, right? And so you talked about, the hatefulness and the evilness of what it is she is saying. You know, I mean, again, people have a right to do whatever it is they want to do in this country. And so if people want to be transgender and that's what they've chosen to be, just like people have a freedom of speech, Then what the hell business is it of yours?
Yeah, and the big
move thing, on.
Yeah, the big thing is that there just isn't any verifiable evidence that what is happening with that, what these children are doing, when it like being trans as a child, right, has a direct correlation with anything negative to happen, right, when these children develop.
Well, so I can tell you this.
Like, there's nothing. So, like, for her to get incredibly upset about this to the point where she wants to kill doctors that are doing this.
I can tell you this. It's bigger than just children with her. Yeah. It is the whole transgender movement. It's what she's really talking about. And if these people who call themselves conservatives had their way, they would remove the entire transgender movement from the face of the earth.
Yeah.
That's just a fact. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What do you say? You're tuned into The Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.